tonight on IFAF.
Idaho Falls and Felines.
Idaho could become the only state to fatally shoot death row inmates as its main execution method.
It's a little crocheted green cat with a little pink flower in a little pot that looks like a cactus. It's a cat. Tis.
The boomers are into that sort of thing. And also typing in all caps on the internet where it sounds like they're yelling.
Could we hire a hype man? Do we have that in the budget yet?
We need somebody else to do that for us.
Wait, maybe what we need is to get Rango a little costume.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent, Alternative Media, with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, independent thinkers, punk princesses, punk princes. if you want to call me baby. Spin doctors? All right, anyway, hit that like button and let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, opinion, bad jokes, and dad jokes. On tonight's episode, we just got back from the Snake River Animal Shelter Fur Ball.
More Idaho caught on camera.
Idaho True Crime with Lori Vallow Daybell and Brian Koberger.
Does this guy need his driver's license revoked?
And tons of events to tell you about. Look at this amazing price on eggs.
Oh, about time.
$1.98 a dozen?
Oh, well, I guess in time for Easter.
These are silly rabbit confetti eggs.
Oh.
You got us, internet.
Probably not good for breakfast.
Probably not. We're all 1% microplastics anyway. What the hell does it matter?
Right. Throw it on some toast. It'll probably be fine.
Hey, Mike and Cara, why are you dressed like that? Well, we just were fresh from the Snake River Animal Shelter Fur Ball.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I was called up to collect my winnings, and I wasn't there for it because we had to come back and film.
Here's the video.
Our individual winner is going to come right up on stage. Is Carly Morgan. Where's Carly? Carly, where'd you go, girl? I just took your picture with me moments ago. She's probably in the lobby hanging out. Carly Morgan is our winner tonight for our individual costume contest.
So you won first place in the individual costume.
I did, and I'm very proud of it.
Show them your paws.
Oh, yeah, my little paws.
The theme tonight was rock out with your paws out.
Yeah, so I basically was like, what if Avril Lavigne was a cat girl? Well, okay, really what it started with was, I really wanted to wear a dress to this thing, and rock and roll is not very dress conducive, so I found a way to make it work.
You found a way. You did the pop punk princess.
Yeah.
The pink pop punk princess look.
And the funniest part of it is I feel like I look a lot like the female version of Rum Tum Tugger. Not from the new Cats, because that one sucks, but from the old 1995 Cats, because that one rocks.
She's a curious cat.
Yeah.
You offer her pheasant, she'd rather have grouse.
Right. Now, okay.
Put her in a flat, she'd much prefer a house.
I am very proud of this costume for a lot of reasons. I put a lot of thought into basically every aspect of it. I hand-stitched several things, etc. And do you want to know what part of this I am the most excited to talk about? Because I think it's really fun.
Huh.
My eyelashes are magnetic. Look at this. You can pluck these right off and then pop it right on. This little bad boy can literally stick to my refrigerator. And my face.
You can hold up drawings?
Yeah.
From your niece and nephew?
I feel like I didn't put it on quite as well as I pulled it off. But isn't that cool?
That's super cool. I think you did it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I think
so. How does that work? What's like you
paint? So you put on a magnetic eyeliner and then you stick the eyelashes onto the eyeliner.
GTFO.
I know. Isn't that cool?
What won't they think of next?
Yeah, I mean, if this isn't living in the future, I don't know what the hell is.
We want to thank Lane and Whitney from Virgin Riverland and Cattle Company. Look at this. The whole thing was themed really well. The placemats were records.
Mm-hmm.
The desserts were sitting on records. Look at the dessert tray.
They looked so good, huh?
Yeah. With the pour some sugar on me sign in it.
So cute. I loved the t-shirts that they had. I thought that was such a fun idea.
Iron Kitten.
Hilarious.
Are you kidding me? Right, meow. Bark 182, The Rolling Bones, Hiss.
Yeah, my two favorites were definitely Hiss and The Rolling Bones. I thought those ones were both really cute.
Unbelievably cute.
Yeah.
Bob Berger's level puns there.
Right. I was very impressed by that.
Yeah. And then we just got a ton of photos. Here's us.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Lane and Whitney from Virgin Riverland and Company. Cattle Company, what'd I say? Then the whole crew. I think the most creative t-shirts of the night came from our friend and avid listener and watcher, Drea.
Yes.
And her husband.
Right. I loved their little dog tees.
She's from the other IFAF, the Idaho Falls Advertising Federation.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, she was wearing a Bestie Boys.
Right. I felt so dumb because first I saw her shirt and I thought it just said The Boys, like the Amazon
our TV favorite show that we like. Homelander. Yes. And yeah.
Oh, it's so good. Uh-huh. But then I realized it didn't say The Boys. It said, I thought Beastie Boys. And so I was like, oh, I like your Beastie Boys tee. And then she was like, oh, it's not Beastie Boys, it's Bestie Boys. And she showed me up close and I was like, oh, they're dogs. Hilarious.
Yeah, she made these. And her husband was wearing, instead of ZZ Top Trace Hombres, it was ZZ Top Trace Perros.
Yes. Oh, it was so cute.
I think that means dogs.
It does mean dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. So everybody just really got into it. It was a lot of fun. And we got a caricature.
We did. I love a good caricature.
Is this our third one?
It is. So we've had one done at Disneyland, one at the Idaho Falls State Fair, and one at the Fur Ball.
Look at how cute.
Look how cute.
She really captured my dorkiness and your sort of mischievousness.
Yeah, I think so.
And your makeup that you're sporting right now.
Yes, I thought that was really cute.
It's really cool that we can show this as you're wearing the makeup still. Right. Yeah.
Maybe I'll do like...
You do look a bit like a furry there.
Right? I do. Yeah. I know. I need to make sure that...
Chad Christensen is going to freak the fuck out.
Right. I need to be careful.
Sorry, buddy. I was just reminded of that the other day.
You know, though, I like caricatures because I feel like they're a good way to get an idea of what other people think you look like.
Yeah.
You know? So it's sort of your only way to know how others see you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's their job, is to exaggerate.
Right.
You know, I think we got our first real hater comment, and they sort of exaggerated our personalities to make their point. I was like, I kind of like this guy.
I know, you know,
some really strong hyperbole, buddy.
In the end, I didn't mind it. I feel like there was maybe a little jealousy there.
Right.
But like, you know.
Yeah, we won't go into that.
I don't blame you, buddy.
Anyway, Snake River Animal Shelter, thank you so much for having us. Oh, I forgot the biggest one here. Here we are with Michelle Zeal Dingman, Executive Director of the shelter, and Dang Dingman, who we mention regularly on the show because you remember the Dare shirt?
I do. He did a great job on that.
It says IFAF. That was his idea that I was so jelly of.
Well, and also, they always bring it to this. So I remember last time they went as Spaceballs. Hilarious, by the way. This time they went as Post Malone and Jem from Jem and the Holograms, which, great. By the way, funny thing, that's what Maddie Danger went as for Halloween this last year.
Okay.
So I think it's funny that Jem is making a little bit of a resurgence.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me want to go as Jem to something.
There were some people at our table that were huge fans of Jem, and then some people who were like, who?
Right.
What?
And to be fair, I've never actually seen like a Jem episode, but I've seen clips and I remember
on Saturday morning, I'm like, this, I'm out. It's time to.
That's fair. Yeah. Time to go outside and play with the stick. Right. But I really liked watching the I Love the 80s or whatever it was on MTV. And so
was it VH1 by then?
It was. It was VH1. And I feel like I learned a lot of my pop culture from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now there's like I Love the 2010s.
Oh, it's wild, isn't it?
It's so 5 years ago.
Yeah.
All right. Comments and follow-ups, thank you so much for the kind words about my dad and his passing. It's been a week and a half or so. And, you know, it's so weird because you're like, oh, I bet my dad would like this. I'll text it to him.
Right.
I got a question for him. Oh, too late. You had your time. Yeah. Anyway.
It's tough.
I've heard it described to somebody as when you're going upstairs and you think there's one more.
Right.
And then your foot lands and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when it's dark.
Yeah. To be dark, speaking of, I think that the one piece of solace you can take is that Now that you're an orphan, according to like all media and literature, you're destined for great things.
Oh, great.
A la Batman and or Harry Potter.
Now I can start to live.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Right. For some reason, parents get in the way, according to every Disney princess ever.
Yeah. So isn't that weird?
There's that.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, okay, greatness. I'm ready.
Sorry.
Cabela's. We had a question mark on that a couple episodes ago. And in fact, welcome to a new segment, Idaho Falls Signs. We got three of them for you. Cabela's has been purchased by Bass Pro Shops.
Yes.
Carly took this lovely photo in the spring weather we were having. Please note the spring snow.
Uh-huh. Well, and a little rain on my lens, too. My window was down.
All right.
But you can see the droplets anyway.
And there was a Cabela's sign in there, too. But the main sign is now Bass Pro Shop.
Now, I want to know, though, if they've changed the sign inside that says Chuckers spelled incorrectly.
Hey, Bass Pro Shops, can you put that on your list?
Yeah. You're going to come in and renovate, like, fix that while you're at it.
Oh, and okay. Now's a great time to talk about something we missed last week. The Chuckers have a brand new logo.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about it.
So we're going to show you three. First, there's the profile logo. Let's show you this. This is the old one. And the new one is sort of a three-quarters view.
Mm-hmm.
How you like that?
I feel like he looks... what's a better word for douchey?
He looks like a boy?
He kind of looks like a boy.
Well, what about a Chuck boy?
Oh. Okay, now I like it. You've changed my mind.
Yeah. And I'll tell you why we'll get there here in just a second. So that was, okay, that's like their profile pic logo.
Uh-huh.
Then they have a second logo, the pitching one that looks, there's the old one. And then here's the new one. I just think the new logo looks a little more, I hate to use the word mischievous twice already in this episode, but a little more sporty, maybe even.
I can see that.
Okay.
I can see that. I feel like the old one looked a little meaner and more focused.
Okay.
The other big thing with that is the new one, he's not looking where he's pitching. He's going to miss. He's looking at you when he needs to be focusing on the game.
Maybe it's a quick wink aside, like, watch me smoke this mother.
Right. I could see that.
And then here's, I think, the most interesting one, getting back to a point we just made. So here's the old Chuckers, I don't know what you call this one. The logo with the full name.
Extended logo.
Of the team. Yeah, with the Tetons in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's the new take on that. Look at the top one. So it's really minimalized. No more Tetons in the background. One lone, looks like a leaf, but I know it's a feather because the Chuckers are birds.
Yeah.
But look at the bottom. So the top one says Chuckers.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom one says Chucks.
Yeah. Which I don't mind.
Are they going to change Charlie Chucker, the mascot, or are they going to leave that all old and...
Well, and I know that the old one is at least a decade old because I used to work for Red Robin and I would sometimes have to wear their mascot costume. And I'm pretty positive that it's the same one that they were wearing back then as we were wearing back then.
Oh.
And I don't think they've updated it since.
So he is a Chuck boy now.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be their fans, the Chuck boys.
Yeah, you know,
B-O-I.
I don't hate it, especially someone who's gone on a date with a Chucker before.
Okay. Was he a real Chuck boy?
He was nice enough, but he was a bit of a Chuck boy. But, you know, I was young. It was cool. It was fine.
I love it.
I had no self-respect. It was one date. It was no big deal.
So that's cool. Thank you, Bass Pro Shops, for changing the sign. You know, when the business changes, you change the sign out front, right?
Yeah, it's nice when it does.
Unlike the Visit Idaho Falls experience. Oh, wait. Here's their new sign.
I know. They've redeemed themselves.
Again.
I'm so proud of them.
In the spring snow.
Yeah. I'm so glad they're getting it in and done before tourist season.
Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention the Chuckers home game, first home game. So opening day, I guess, for us, May 27th against the Billings Mustangs.
Oh, nice. Cool.
And then the Visit Idaho Falls experience opens March 24th.
Oh, yay. Maybe we should go.
Well done, Idaho Falls Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, we're glad.
Well done.
We're glad to see you on the ball, getting stuff done.
After a year. But.
1 year ain't so bad.
Yeah, but in other news, right next door-ish, is the Comfort Suites. Do you think they've changed their sign yet?
Nope.
No.
Not on the top, at least.
Not at the top. Let's zoom all the way down to the bottom where the signs are easier to change. There it says Comfort Suites.
Yeah, teeny tiny, away from where you could easily see it in your car.
When are you going to change that sign, Comfort Suites? Seems like we had one more sign. Do we have? Oh, no, that's three. Cabela's is now Bass Pro Shops. Visit Idaho Falls Experience now has a sign reflecting their name change. And Quality Inn and Suites.
Still disappointing us and letting us down.
So, do you say happy Ramadan? I don't know if you do. But we're so...
Blessed Ramadan.
Blessed Ramadan?
Blessed Ramadan. And that seems appropriate.
And last week you asked, oh, are they going to have food? And I'm like, isn't it fasting?
Well, so, but I think you can eat after sunset.
Yes, that's the rule.
Yeah, so if the
from
thing...
dawn, or rather dusk till dawn, just like the movie, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can eat.
Oh, they like a vampire.
Break their fast at, you know, or after dusk in the evening hours. Uh-huh. With like a date and a glass of water and a prayer, I think. And then they can have a dinner and they have a little meal before dawn to sustain you.
Okay.
So that's really cool that we're learning.
You either have to be up so late or up so early.
Yeah. Yeah. During Ramadan.
Which
that's
I get,
the sacrifice.
Which I totally get because I had a midnight bowl of cucumbers with salad dressing on it, and it was fantastic.
Carly's a midnight snacker.
I am.
You would
I
do. Am. You I'm would fare well in Ramadan. Anyway, as we were researching Ramadan and getting to know our Muslim brothers and sisters, we saw this Ramadan joke. Here it is.
I want to remind everyone to say Bismillah before drinking water during the month of Ramadan because there's three jinns inside water, two hydrogens and one oxygen.
Okay, his dad joke laugh at the end really makes it.
I know that.
So if you don't know, there's a couple of things that you need to understand to appreciate this joke. The first is jinns in Middle Eastern. I don't think it's just Muslims.
Right, no.
But some ancient Middle Eastern cultures believed, and some I think still believe, in jinns. You said basically a genie.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very similar to genies.
I think you're right, but they're mischievous.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the whole dirty genie joke where you'll make a wish, but they'll always give you something that's not what you actually wished for.
Yeah.
So they tend to be crueler, more mischievous. Like you said, that's going to be the word of the day, isn't it?
The genie, the dirty genie joke I heard that just sticks in my mind, forgive me in advance, is, hey, genie, I want a schlong that hangs down to my knees. Or hangs down to the ground, and so the genie cut off his legs.
Yeah, right. Aw, that kind of thing, though.
Right, yeah, sort of be careful what you wish for. So so he says, we have to say Bismillah, and I thought, okay, what's that? Google that. All right, Bismillah is, it basically means in the name of God. So it's a blessing, or in the name of Allah. And it's a blessing, you would say, right? Like, I think, so what would you say? Oh my goodness.
We're such heathens. Bless you.
Well, yeah, would be the equivalent of, you know, being scared of these jinns that are in the water.
And well, then I mean, yeah, that's how bless you started. It's like they were worried that demons were going to fly into your nose when you sneezed. So,
yeah.
So they said, bless you, so the demons couldn't get you.
And then I'm like, the minute you learn a new word, right, you hear it everywhere, that kind of thing. But I'm searching my database and I'm like, I know I've heard that word before. Queen. Bohemian Rhapsody, the word that's uttered before.
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
This is all because we now understand more lyrics to Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody than we ever understood before because there's a new mosque coming to town. So,
yeah.
That's great.
You know, I love that a little bit of culture here means that we all get to learn a little more.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Always opportunities for learning.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing I pondered last week after our unsolicited advice for podcasters was I didn't quite like the phrase celeb, but that's the meme I saw was celebrity or fame is enjoyed in public but built in private. And then I was watching somebody's weight loss success reel and I realized, oh, that's what I want my version of that meme to be is success.
Yes.
Is enjoyed in public but built in private because it could have to do with anything.
Right.
You know, people who eat right, and you know, are eating to lose, especially chicken and broccoli. What's up, team? Chicken and broccoli.
It's a rough diet.
You know, and doing the sweating on the treadmill and the lifting weights, or building their business, you know, and spending late night hours in front of the computer. That's the success is enjoyed in public, built in private.
Right.
So I just wanted to sort of amend that.
Yeah.
Make it better for the record.
I think that's a much better way of putting it.
All of y'all who be working it and no one's noticing, you will get to enjoy that in public.
Eventually.
Last week we talked about East Idaho News and a question that was brought up on Facebook about their ownership that they answered with the answer, oh, it's owned by Nate Eaton and a trust. And this is going to be a lot of explaining for a joke that on a scale of 1 to 10 funniness is maybe a 2. But we're going to do it anyway.
Do it.
Anyway, in order to enjoy this next joke, you need to understand that we talked about their ownership last week. The answer was part of it's in a trust. We don't know how much. We don't know who the beneficiaries of that trust are. A lot of people ask that question, and that was met with a bit of resistance.
I just don't get why you're trying to hide it. Like, what's so weird?
It does seem hidden because trusts are used to cloak the speaking generally, cloak the identity of the people in it and protect them legally.
Right.
And then the second thing you need to know to enjoy this average joke or below average joke is that on their Facebook, and we've mentioned this before, this falls under the good-natured ribbing we've given East Idaho News. On their Facebook, they have, in all caps, their slogan, which is, a news source you can trust. Now, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
Apparently, they don't know that all caps on the internet is yelling. And what we talked about before on this show is, trust is one of those things that people will learn about you based on your behavior. Right. You can't tell them, you can trust us.
Right. That seems...
You can trust me.
Anytime someone says, you can trust me, I know immediately that I cannot trust them.
Right.
You know?
It's like fame.
Right.
You don't tell people you're... if you have to tell somebody you're famous, or like the Real Housewives, I'm classy. I'm classy.
Right.
Remember as she throws like shit across the table at another Real Housewives.
I remember one of them threw their leg. Yeah.
Right. So... that's what we got. Anyway, a buddy texted me something extremely snarky where he said their new slogan should be a news source that's in a trust.
I think that would be considered accurate. I think that's funny.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Now, I will say, hang on, I will say that East Idaho News, celebrating their 10th year, by the way, congratulations, has... a decade-long track record now of pretty decent reporting.
Yeah.
That said, let's pile on.
I guess we're being shitheads today. That's cool. I don't mind.
Oh, that reminds me. We have a special prop coming next episode.
Oh, do we?
That I hope I get to use, and it's too bad I'm not wearing it right now. Here's a headline. Protect our children. Locals protest the need for harsher sentences in sex crimes. Nope. Locals protest... for the need.
Okay.
For harsher sentences in sex crimes. That would work.
Okay. You know what? I am going to state my authority in this just a little bit. One of my degrees is a bachelor's in English. I went to school for a good portion of time to make sure that I understood English, writing, grammar, all of the things that it took to communicate well in the written word. I don't think that you need a degree in English to look at that and be like, wait, did I misunderstand something?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I do know sometimes when you're dealing with negatives.
Yeah.
Like they're protesting a bill that is against a thing. It's hard to understand like how to vote on it.
I get it.
But what if I'm for it? Then I need to.
Well, and a lot of the time that's done intentionally to make it so. Like they're literally trying to trick people. And that, kids, is why literacy is so important.
But get this. Carl, for people who don't know about Facebook, yes, you can now use their website to promote your event and share your event.
Oh, there you go.
And they've explained how to do it if you don't know how to create one say on Facebook where the people already are, they've explained that it's really easy to do, guys. It's just a simple, not kidding, 15-step process. And what's more is you have to sign up for another third-party account.
That feels excessive.
So I'm just going to call it right now. Lots of luck.
Oh.
When do you suppose that'll go away? You want to give it 2 years or three?
No, I'm going to say 1.5.
But I wonder if, because the more we gain in popularity, because right now we're in the perfect position to punch up.
Yeah.
East Idaho News is the establishment.
Sure.
And we can we can say all we want, we're just little ants.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we're just.
But the more traction we gain, the less we're going to be able to do this.
That's true. I get that.
Oh, can I fit in one more snarky thing before the break?
I mean, you sure can try. Why not?
It's our show. Let's do it.
Is it spike past spike o'clock? Yeah.
It's a sundial. So I think I've discovered a new breed of social media personality. And it may not be new. Just like the Snake River Plains ground squirrel.
Right, right. It's sort of
it may have looked the same as other social media personalities, but I think there's something a little bit specific in its DNA.
Yeah, I get that.
That should be identified.
Yeah.
And I wrote it down. It's the please pity me for attention disguised as an empowerment coach.
Okay.
Person.
Yeah. I think that I know I've seen that before.
Right where they spend 10 minutes talking about me, myself, and I, and my journey and my truth. And then they spend 2 seconds at the very end saying, and I hope this inspires you and you can be that way too. And I want you to know that. And you got this. Do you know what I mean?
Right. I know exactly what you mean. And
yeah,
those kind of folks drive me so crazy. Cause here's the thing, either their shit is not nearly as bad as your shit. And then you could be like, okay, how am I inspired that you, with your like piddly shit, could do so fucking great?
They sound like a whiner.
Right. At that point. Or your shit's way worse than mine. And I'm like, oh, well, their shit was so much worse than mine. And I'm still not where they are. And now I look like an asshole who's lazy and can't get like anything done. Why am I so defective that even though they were like abused or something horrible happened to them, they can do this, but I can't?
And there's none here in our area, but I've seen a few different types of them. But the one thing they all have in common is everything is so significant to them because it happened, get this, to them.
Right.
Like, okay, talk about punching up. Here we go. Bert Kreischer. Do you know who he is? He's part of Two Bears, One Cave with Tom Segura.
Yes.
I've seen his stand up. He takes his shirt off. He's a wild man. Wild man.
Sounds fun.
But then you watch some of his podcast stuff. And he will be in a situation, like in a kitchen, and somebody will say something meaningful, and he'll think they said something else. And he'll laugh until he's red in the face, because can you imagine what if they had said that other thing? And I'm just sitting there with a blank expression on my face.
Like, yeah.
I'm glad he's high on life.
Yeah.
And like, he's a legend, and like the movie Van Wilder was written about him, and then he's got his own movie, The Machine. And
which yeah, is pretty cool.
He's the man, but everything is so significant in his world. I almost wonder if we need to be like that. Like, you guys, you're not going to believe this.
Right.
We're going to try marshmallow peeps. These are amazing. They're brand new. Like, do we need more hype? Yeah. Maybe we need to...
You know what? Could we get, like, could we hire a hype man? Do we have that in the budget yet?
Yeah. Ooh. We need somebody else to do that for us.
Wait, maybe what we need is to get Rango a little costume and then just get him to bark at something and that can be our hype man. I love it.
Because it's the same.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's perfect. I love it. And if anything, chihuahuas are cuter, so.
Looking for a new restaurant for dinner? Feed the whole family at Red's Grill. Red's Grill is a delicious and affordable dinner hotspot.
Enjoy over 20 different gourmet burgers with tasty fries, fresh salads, sandwiches, and more. Like the Viking Burger, super stacked so high they have to spear it with a steak knife.
Feed the whole family affordably at Red's Grill inside the Shiloh Inn, Idaho Falls. Mention IFAF to get 20% off your entire meal. Alcohol not included, you party animal.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the water tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out Teton T-shirts. These exclusive designs are not available in gift shops.
So head to TetonT-shirts.com, link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike helps Idaho, and when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
Looking to sell your home in 2025? Make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Link in post.
Ladies, go thrifting for spring at Elsie's Closet Upscale Resale, Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on blouses, sweaters, dresses, boots, and jewelry, knit cardigans, layering pieces, and bags, and now featuring Bumble and Bleat Soapery.
Elsie's Closet. Find trendy, sustainable fashion that's budget-friendly. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers, use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Are you looking for locally raised beef to feed your family this year? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound butcher boxes with steaks, roasts, and ground beef.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
Proud to donate $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter for every Spud Kings home game hat trick.
Idaho Falls.
What about it?
Has the cool cats.
Yeah. Idaho's talk show, IFAF.
Wow, that was, I like weirdly choreographed that also.
That was brilliant.
I have been so distracted by my toe beans this entire time. I can't stop touching them. You know?
They feel squishy. Here, they high do. Five me. I want to. Yeah.
Yeah, it feels good.
They're
huh?
nice and squishy.
Yeah, and they really kind of do feel like toe beans.
They're kind of ergonomic. Like, I'd almost want to wear one of those while editing the show.
Yes, I can see it. Yeah, because then it's like sort of
prevent that
cushion.
Carpal tunnel.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, now speaking of your outfit, we didn't show your
some of my accessories. I had some good ones.
I can't believe we didn't show this.
Look at this purse. Is this not the most perfect purse for this outfit?
And now, show it's got the zipper.
Yeah, it's got like a nice little zipper, and it's got some goodies inside it too.
Oh, really? Let's check out the goodies.
So for one, at one of the tables at the Furball, they were selling these little craft items. I bought two different things. Now, this was part of a set. This is a little catnip cat toy that I got for Coco. I gave the other one to Whitney for her Coco because I thought it was nice that our Cocos would have a set of toys. And then I also picked up something that I thought was hilarious and also cute. And you know what? I love a good pun. So that's part of why I love this so much. It's a cat tiss.
That's adorbs.
Isn't that cute? I really love this. And it's got a little tail too.
If you're just listening, head over to YouTube and smash that subscribe button. No, but seriously, it's a knitted or crocheted.
It's a little crocheted green cat with a little pink flower in a little pot that looks like a cactus, but it's in the shape of a cat. It's very cute. It's very well thought out.
I think my grandparents would call that a conversation piece.
I would agree.
What you do is you put that on the mantle or the
right
or an end table.
Yeah, a bookshelf.
And when you have company come over, they comment on it and say, oh, what is that cute thing? And you say, it's a cat-tiss.
It's just such a great idea. I love it so much.
Cat and a cactus.
Yeah. But anyway, we got some really good stuff at the Furball this year. It was a good time. We even got these super fun Virgin River M&Ms, by the way.
They did the logoed M&Ms.
Yeah, which I've been looking at this whole time, and I've wanted to snack on one. Do you want one?
No, I'm good.
No?
But you go ahead.
Can I have one?
I had my cheesecake.
Yeah, you know,
for dessert tonight, I'm gotta watch that sugar.
I've been a sugar fiend lately, so I get it.
Let's talk Idaho true crime, which will be a perfect segue into TV we've watched this week. You want to do that?
Love it.
Or maybe some we didn't watch. Prosecutors, you may know this by now, it's old news, but they get to use DNA evidence in the Brian Koberger trial this summer.
Mm-hmm.
The defense said, no,
coming
we don't want you
this
to.
Summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trial of the century.
We unlocked the mystery of the Moscow Four.
I wondered about that because, you know, wasn't there a famous killer in California?
The Golden State Killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was found because a family
through ancestry, ancestry DNA per se, but through
a DNA
relatives'
website.
DNA.
Relative, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was 99.9. And that also came up in the Christopher Tapp case.
Right.
That's, I believe, a large part of how he was exonerated.
Mm-hmm.
May he rest in peace. What a weird thing that was.
Yeah.
Just wanted you to know, if you are a former serial killer and you've reformed... You've changed your ways. Many popular genealogy sites don't allow law enforcement searches. Family Tree DNA is one of two main genealogical databases that allows searching by law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is GED Match Pro.
Okay.
Those are the two databases of any significant size that allow forensic investigative genetic genealogy searching.
Good to know.
Now, I've never heard of either of those. Have you?
No.
But I've heard of Ancestry.com, 23andMe, and MyHeritage. Well, those three all forbid it.
Yes.
So many of the biggest genealogy sites, cater to customers who simply want to know about their ancestry, might not want their DNA data to potentially be used by law enforcement.
Well, and I do totally get that from a capitalistic viewpoint. You don't want to make people feel like they need to not use your service.
You don't want to send your customers to prison.
Well, to be fair, after that, they've already got their money, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But you don't want to discourage people to use your website. So I understand why they block it. And also, realistically, like, we need to be catching people for these crimes and stuff.
That's true. Now, you know? If you upload to one of the three we just mentioned, Ancestry.com, 23andMe, MyHeritage, but a relative of yours uploads to Family Tree DNA or GED Match Pro, well, you're screwed.
Yeah.
And if you're so screwed that you lose your trial and you're sentenced to death, unless Governor Brad Little vetoes a bill that passed the Idaho legislature, Idaho could become the only state to fatally shoot death row inmates as its main execution method.
You know, I do and I don't hate it.
I like it.
Yeah.
Pew, pew.
All right. Way to get morbid.
I mean, if they're going to be executed.
Yeah.
I think a firing squad is, I think Idaho, that's a great tough on crime metric promotion, marketing tool.
You know, I think that at the end of the day, if you're on death row and you are sentenced to death, you should get to choose how you die.
Yeah.
Even if it's something wild. Like, okay, if you are sentenced to death and you say, I want to die in a saw trap like, you know, this one from this movie. Okay, let's make it happen. It's like a final meal, you know?
Yeah, right. You get to request your final meal and then your method of
I mean, like,
demise.
Obviously within reason. But, like, I want to be pushed off a cliff. I want to be dropped out of an airplane. Okay.
Think about, like, you'd have to hire a guy in a Terrifier mask to hang the person upside down and saw them in half lengthwise.
But you still have to hire a doctor to inject him.
You'd have to hire four horsemen to draw and quarter.
Well, and lethal injection is pretty expensive, too. So, realistically, you might be saving money by having him drawn and quartered.
What's the Bill and Ted line? Put them in the Iron Maiden.
Yes.
Excellent. Execute them. Bogus.
Right.
Anyway, I guess there's five other states that do use firing squads for executions, but that would be our, unless Brad Little vetoes this, that'll be our primary form of execution.
Mm-hmm.
I think we ought to change our slogan from, like, famous potatoes to f*** around and find out.
I mean, there we go.
Okay, so that's Koberger and DNA and firing squads. Moving on to The Dateline NBC Friday night with Lori Vallow Daybell.
And Keith.
And Keith. Let's watch the promo because we missed it. We'll tell you why.
Sit down. We're going to do this.
All right. We're ready? Are you keeping track, Keith? Can we agree on that, Keith? Can I joke with you, Keith? Can we joke? Good one, Keith. You've heard a lot of stuff, Keith, and I'm here to say you've heard a lot of stuff, but what I tell you will be the truth. I thought we were going to be friends, Keith. I thought we were going to be friends. Get your facts straight, Keith. Aren't appearances not what they might seem to be, Keith? Could you get your life story out in 90 minutes, Keith? How old are you, Keith? Keith, we can talk all day. I can talk all day. I don't have anything to do. You can extend your time. Come back. Come see me.
She doesn't come across as crazy, as batshit crazy at all, does
she?
Not
even a little.
Yeah,
Someone clearly read somewhere that saying someone's name makes them like you more.
Yeah.
And just ran with it.
Oh, boy. So we missed that because we went and saw Wind in the Willows, which we'll talk about in just a bit here on the episode. We totally missed it. And I hear from friends who did watch it that you didn't miss much.
Oh.
She knew that she only had a 90-minute interview with this Keith Morrison.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of like let the clock run out while she was telling a bunch of other tales. And he couldn't, I don't know, not fit a word in edgewise, but he couldn't get to the meat.
Couldn't drag her back to the main point.
Or the heart, yeah.
Now, one thing that I did see was, and it might not have been this interview, it might have been a different one, but it was her saying that she had seen a vision that she would not be in jail anymore and that she would be exonerated. So...
Yeah, meanwhile, Chad Daybell has been convicted of 3 murders.
I wonder if once he is executed, if she'll be like, oh, maybe this isn't going to happen. Like, I do kind of wonder how long until she's like, oh no, my vision won't happen the way I saw it.
Yeah, probably when she's standing in front of the firing squad.
Well, I know that she won't be. Didn't she have the death penalty taken off the table?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
We're bad at following stuff. You can Google it if you care.
Right.
So let's move on to some of the TV we watched this week.
Yes.
Because it very much has to do with this area and more true crime, unfortunately.
Right.
Devil in the Family, The Fall of Ruby Frankie.
Oh, that was a wild one, wasn't it?
That was, it's a 3-parter,
mm-hmm.
50-minute episodes.
Right.
And I had always kind of wondered, how the hell was Jody Hildebrandt, the therapist that was involved in this,
mm-hmm.
how was she guilty of anything?
Right.
Now we know.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Just 2 weirdos mm-hmm. who found each other, fed off each other, and arrived at exactly the wrong conclusion.
You know, there was a lot of their dynamic that reminded me a lot of Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow.
Yeah, 2 crazies.
You know, and not only that, but also Ruby Frankie and Lori Vallow both called their own children zombies, you know, and like said in some way that they were living in a state of delusion, that they weren't seeing things the way that they should be.
Well, maybe there's some truth to that.
Well, and also...
I'm kidding.
Well, and can I just...
And freaks.
When everyone else around you is seeing the world one way while you see it another way, maybe they're not the wrong one, buddy.
It's a good time to Czechoslovakia before you Czechoslovakia.
Agreed.
Yeah, but that, yeah. You know, the most poignant, spoiler alert, moment of the Ruby Frankie documentary is when, and I believe it was a female cop, I guess it doesn't matter, mm-hmm. but she said, I am confident that if that boy hadn't escaped the home and gone to the neighbor and asked for help, those kids would be dead by now.
Right.
So, thank goodness he did.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness they're not.
Well, and you have to assume that there was some kind of intervention in that, whether it's divine or his intuition or something like that. Like, mm-hmm. clearly there is some force at work that helped protect them, and thank goodness for that.
Well, and props to everybody, because the question in my mind that I sort of thought about in a private moment as I was, I don't know, showering or something,
mm-hmm.
intrusive thoughts, but I was like, yeah, it's a good question, is when did that happen exactly? When did they jump the shark? You know, right. a lot of people, Ruby Frankie had this rep for being on social media and preaching about tough love,
mm-hmm.
and then... You know, people started jumping on the what the hell is she smoking train.
Right.
And calling her out for that. And that devastated her and eventually mm-hmm. made her worse, especially when she found Jody Hildebrandt.
Right.
But as I understand the documentary, allegedly, but when does a person have a break with reality? Because I've seen plenty of behavior in my life and even been very close to it at times where it's like, that is not normal. And if that is left unchecked, that is going to lead to their death or somebody else's.
Right, right. Well, and you know, I don't think there's ever any way to say exactly when they broke with reality, but I think that you can pretty confidently say that when the audience started to really turn against them in droves was when they basically let it slip that Chad, their son, had been not allowed to have his room for like a year.
Seven and he was, months?
Yeah.
On a beanbag?
Like 8 or 9 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was, yeah, sleeping on a beanbag in the family room instead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I can't, so,
and,
you know.
And when the boy finally escaped the home and went to a neighbor, he was found emaciated, choke marks, rope burns on his wrists. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know.
Ligature marks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another really interesting point of that documentary was when Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt were staying in one of Ruby's daughter's rooms. And at one point, the daughter went up to the room to get something from it. And there were like candles on the table and massage oil. And they asked her straight up.
And the sound of macaroni stirring.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
But the interviewer asked her straight up, like, were they lovers? And she was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure they were. Or I think they were, which realistically, I think that.
Do they get to be in the same prison together?
Probably not. I do think that that makes more sense, though, because I think that it's a lot harder to turn against a romantic partner
sometimes that
than class, a friend.
You're, yeah, judgment
yeah,
a little.
And it definitely does. Mm-hmm. And especially since Ruby isn't a Mormon, so since she is LDS, I think that, you know, there was a certain amount of control that Jody was able to hold over her. Because she was sort of able to be like, oh, well, this is our secret. We can't let anyone know, you know, and
okay, because
you can't turn against me because then I can tell.
Destroy your rep in the community that you value.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, and to be fair, it was sort of a mutually assured destruction because
yeah.
Jody was also a very well-known LDS counselor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They had a shout out to John DeLynn from Mormon Stories podcast. Just a fascinating guy. I'd love to talk to him someday.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe we can have a little Zoom with him at some point.
Just so you know, I am Exmo if you want to hit me up, buddy.
Okay. But that led us to, I don't know how we fit so much TV in this past week.
Yeah.
That led us to American Murder, Gabby Petito.
Mm-hmm.
That's on Netflix. It's also 3 50-minute-ish episodes.
Right.
And I didn't realize how close to home this was. I.e. 136 miles away, Spread Creek Campground was where Gabby Petito
was found.
Rest in peace, met her end.
Mm-hmm. Authorities are continuing their search for a missing 22-year-old woman, last believed to be in Wyoming.
Officials with Grand Teton National Park confirmed to me earlier they're searching several different areas of the park.
Boy, that was an equally messed up story. She was just starting a YouTube channel and had these dreams of fame. And her boyfriend was a, okay, going back to my question, when does something jump the shark, you know?
Right.
When they pulled, remember they pulled the couple over just a month before?
Oh, days before.
Days before.
Like 2 or 3 days before she was killed.
No, because it was like 7 days before she, after that incident that she released her first video.
Right.
Well, we'll get the timeline.
It was a few weeks before, if anything.
But it was so close. Like you even said, it's so weird watching a documentary that A, is so recent, and B, is so close to home with places we've driven.
Uh-huh.
And then we watched Yellowstone, at Kevin's suggestion. Thank you for this one, Kevin. We watched Yellowstone Supervolcano, American Doomsday. And that's on Max. And it's basically, I can sum it up for you. It's 90 minutes. It's a 90-minute doc. Very well done.
Mm-hmm.
I can sum it up for you in 9 seconds, I think. We here in East Idaho are in, if the Yellowstone supervolcano blows, we're in the kill zone, and so is most of South Idaho. And then the rest of the continent will be quickly covered in ash, and probably effects will be felt globally as that ash cloud, you know, dissipates over the entire earth.
So buy your air purifiers now, folks.
But if there's any kids listening, I want to assure, and you shouldn't be, damn it. Where's your parents? If there's any kids listening, I want to tell you that one of the big points they made in the documentary, you have to understand how geologists think, because they say it could blow any minute now. It's overdue, in fact, they say, meaning any time in the next 10,000 years.
Right.
So everybody relax.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
If we go, we go. If we blow, we blow.
Last week, we debuted a new segment, Idaho Caught on Camera. And we've got another one for you.
Oh, we do?
This is dramatic from the Rexburg Police Department. Look at this dash cam footage as an officer pulls up to a stop. So if you're just listening, go to YouTube, smash that subscribe button, and check out this footage, because a car is stopped at a stop sign and it's going to turn left. Mm-hmm. So two pedestrians, they see their opportunity and they dart across the street.
Well, and they even have the like crossing flag.
They've got the orange crossing flag and everything.
They follow protocol.
No, they don't. And I'll we'll get to that here in a right. second. But anyway, they're narrowly missed by a car.
Mm-hmm.
It's divine intervention right there.
Right.
Okay. The Rexburg Police Department posted it and said, this is our footage from February 27th at 12th West and 7th South. We want to take a moment to educate people on the law regarding crosswalks. It's common knowledge that vehicles are required to yield to pedestrians crossing within a crosswalk. However, that does not absolve pedestrians from their responsibility to exercise caution. The code states,
mm-hmm.
no pedestrian shall suddenly leave a curb or other place of safety and walk or run, which they were doing,
right,
into the path of a vehicle, which they did,
mm-hmm.
which is so close as to constitute an immediate hazard. We've talked about this before. It's one of my greatest fears. When I'm on a two-lane road and I see one car stopped, even if they're signaling to turn left, I always slow the hell down.
Right.
Because what if a mom is crossing a street with a stroller, you mm-hmm. know? Yikes.
Right, right. There are so many things that can go wrong. And that is why anytime I'm like babysitting kids or something and we go somewhere, I always tell those little shits
mm-hmm.
not to run in parking lots.
Yeah.
Because
oh, in parking lots, there's no laws.
Right. Which I get. And also, especially in parking lots, you know there are people, you know there are cars. And at the end of the day, don't be polite, be predictable.
Yes.
And part of being predictable is be easy to track. When you're running, you are harder to track.
And finally, while we're on the driving tip, this story just keeps getting better, or worse, depending on your perspective. An elderly driver crashed through the patio area of Dixie's Diner.
Oh.
They've got a little concrete, small retaining wall.
Place. Uh-huh.
It's like 2 feet high, three, maybe, not even three.
Yeah.
Anyway, he took out the cinder block barrier and a planter box. That's a bummer, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said, oh, I meant to hit the brake and I hit the accelerator instead.
Oh,
I'm with
buddy.
You so far. He did the same thing almost exactly at the same time 1 year ago.
Please tell me that there was no one on the patio.
Right,
not in this weather at least.
Nope.
Thank goodness for that. And if this has happened twice, it sort of makes you wonder if maybe we should make sure it doesn't happen thrice.
Right.
Bummer,
require a driver's test. What do we do here? Is he getting on in years?
Yeah.
Now, look, I want a true confession time. I've made a similar bonehead mistake before.
Oh, same.
In fact, it's the same mistake. I've made it twice, probably 10 years apart. And this is weird. You're going to laugh. Has this happened to anybody else? You're stopped at a stoplight and there's no traffic coming.
Right.
It's always happened. Always. Both times it's happened to me, no traffic was coming mm-hmm. from either direction in the intersection. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to a song. The song stops. I'm stopped at the stoplight. A new song comes on. I hit the gas.
I've done something similar. I hate to say it.
How boneheaded is that?
So boneheaded. I did that not maybe like 7 months ago.
I'm being Bert Kreischer about that right now.
Right.
This is so significant because it happened to me.
Right. No, I want to say like maybe 7-8 months ago, I did something similar.
Okay.
Like, you know, I was sitting in traffic. I was sort of watching the things go. And it felt like it was my turn. So I started going, and then I was like, oh, wait, the light's still red. It wasn't my turn.
I wonder what.
I just felt like it was.
Okay. I wonder what trigger it was that made you feel like, it's time to go.
I think that, like.
For me, remember, I spent years going, oh, when one song ends, you press the button for the other one.
Right. No, I think with me, I was watching the lights, and I was like, oh, the next one's going to be mine.
Oh.
But it didn't go.
So I feel this guy. I really do. And this is your, I think this is your sign to go take another driver's test. Brake, accelerator.
Right.
Live it, learn it, sleep it.
Do what it takes to make sure this doesn't happen a third time. Especially because I don't think Dixie's Diner deserves that. Yeah. Poor Dixie's. You know what? We should go there and get a grilled cheese or something.
Dixie's Diner is the destination for like retirees and stuff.
I mean.
Because it's a 50s yeah. diner.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're sort of in, the boomers are into that sort of thing.
They are. I
And also
Dixie's.
Typing in all caps on the internet where it sounds like they're yelling. You know, can trust me.
I actually love Dixie's Diner. I think it's really good and I like their food.
Oh, yeah. No, I do too.
Yeah. Yeah,
good stuff.
And I think the vibe is cute. I love the 50s shit. It's adorable.
Oh, and you heard something on PDS this week.
Yes, actually.
We've talked about Philip DeFranco before. He's the guy who had more viewers during election night
right.
than like MSNBC. That may not be true, but
it was a lot.
It was one pretty significant news network, and more people were watching him live on YouTube.
Right. Now, this was actually sent in to me by a listener. Thank you, MB. I'm not going to throw in your last name because I don't know if that's okay or not. So I'm going to assume that your first name is cool. But yeah, so we talked a little while ago about how the last video store in Pocatello closed, which is so sad. End of an era. But...
And what was their name?
That was Video Stop.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
But the thing is, they didn't actually totally close. So the guy who owned the Video Stop actually also owned K&B Quick Stop next door. His name is David Craning. Basically, when he had to close the video store, he was really worried about a specific customer of theirs, Christina Kavanaugh, who has Down syndrome, and part of her routine is going and picking out movies at a video store.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she particularly likes Disney movies. I feel ya, samesies, hun.
Uh-huh.
And it was to the point where they actually had special training on how to help her when she comes into the store effectively, because mm-hmm. she's not super verbal and stuff like that. But she was their best customer.
That's so sweet.
Right. Well, and the hard part too is that he knew it would impact her a lot, because when her other video location closed, she had a really hard time adjusting, but it was at least easier because she was able to transition over to David's shop. But without his shop, she had nowhere to go. So he basically converted a corner of his convenience store into a video shop just for her.
That's great.
I know. Isn't that sweet? And that's why he was called the BAMF of the day by Philip DeFranco. And it's also why he's IFAF this week.
David Craning, K&B Quick Stop, your IFAF this week. Crisp high five, buddy. 21 finger gun salute.
Pew, pew.
And chef's kiss to you.
To you for caring about your customers.
What's coming up this week?
Well, you actually have two more nights to see the act Wind in the Willows. We went this weekend.
It was a lot of fun. Jacob Meldrum, our buddy Rat. I'm sorry, Water Rat.
Yes.
And, directed by, can I just read off a few names I recognize? Produced by Jordan Kamick, Cooking mm-hmm. with Kent's Mom.
Yes.
Directed by Stevie Croft. Mm-hmm. Well done. Also, Jacob Meldrum is the Rat. Alex, not a stad. Middle name, is he a stad? No, he's...
Not a stad. That's funny.
Who else do I reckon? Oh, I want to give props to everybody, but I'm sure we... Anyway, Ryan was a weasel,
mm-hmm.
but he's the nicest guy, IRL. Oh, his daughter Kaylin was in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we saw Sweelin. Who else?
I want to talk about a friend of mine who was in it.
Yeah. Oh, Emily was Mrs. Otter. Oh, mad props to Badger. Devin Cameron.
Oh, he did good, huh?
Yeah.
And I really liked his sweater at the end. It was very cute.
Yes.
One of the rabbits had a really cute dress that I liked, too. It was like pink and white. You'll know it when you see it.
And the music was great. I was listening all day to the London cast recording.
The music was very fun. Well, it was...
A friend is still a friend.
Yeah.
Well, it got me right here. Or right here.
Yeah. Well, and I also want to talk about a name on there that you don't recognize, but I do.
Yeah.
One of my good elementary school friends, Sammy Ryan, was in it. She played the washerwoman's niece. And I'll just say, I thought she might have been the best one of them all. I loved the way that she moved. She embodied her character super well. And she's frankly a great singer. A funny little story with us. So back when we were in school together, we were part of the 101 Dalmatians play that we put on for school. And she was cast as Cruella de Vil. And I was jealous. I was jealous and shitty about it. And I'll admit it. I think I was cast as Anita and like some other like piddly role. And Anita's fine because like she's kind of a big role, but she's not like in it a lot. So I was like, well, I feel like I was better than that. And I think I even like boobed in front of a teacher and they heard it. And I felt really embarrassed. It was super dumb. And here's the thing. Sammy ended up moving in the middle of the school year to a house out of the district. So she left the school and I ended up being Cruella de Vil instead, which was very fun and I had a good time.
So you are boobing about nothing.
Well, kind of. But also, here's the thing. I feel like I did good in the part. And realistically, as an adult, looking back on it now, knowing what I know, she would have done better. She was right for the role, and I feel kind of mad that she didn't get to do it because I think that the play would have been better with her.
Sammy is vindicated.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's good to see her still acting. It's good to see her do so well in the role that she is in. And yeah, I wish that she would have had that one. I feel a little bad for ending up with it because, frankly, I didn't deserve it. I was a punk.
And hey, Ammon Arts Community Theater, ACT, thanks for including us in your special thanks section.
That was super cool and fun. It was
unexpected.
Yeah, we opened it up. I was just looking. You, like, pointed at the special thanks thing, and I was like, oh, that's nice that they did special thanks. And then I, like, was reading down the list and saw it, and I was like, what?
What's next?
So we've got a couple of things coming up. So we've got the Idaho Period Project Gala, Empower, Breaking Barriers, Ending Period Poverty. That's going on this Friday, March 14th at 6 p.m. at the Snake River Event Center in the Shiloh Inn. They're going to have a raffle, a silent auction, and a live auction, which I'm glad they're doing a live auction because I think that's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. I like the fast-talking guy at the front telling you what to do. Yeah, that. And then we've got three things
coming. I could be an auctioneer.
I think you should. You've got the voice.
No, I could not.
And then we've got three different things coming up this Saturday, March 15th. We've got St. Patty's on Park. Basically, it's going to be a big St. Patrick celebration on the 300 block of Park Avenue, celebrating the day. They're going to have live music, local craft brews, food vendors, and family fun in a festive green atmosphere, especially if you wear green.
And, you know, today, high of 52. This coming Saturday, 39.
Oh, man.
Why?
So wear your green puffer coat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Also going on is the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission Walk in the Cold. Now, this is one that's near and dear to us. I think it's very important. If you can be part of it, absolutely do. And if you can't, still donate because it's a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we've got the gem, the Awakening Discognition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I talk a little bit about this?
Yeah, I would like you to, actually.
We actually got a new follower from Reddit.
Oh, cool.
A really nice guy, the Idahoan.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, who's this guy? Oh, he's an EDM DJ.
Oh.
So he invited us to this a month or two ago.
I'm so excited.
And I put my hand up. Yes, sir. I'd like to come.
You love some EDM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to be at this thing just.
Right.
What is it? Cats and boots and cats and boots and cats and boots. See, and cats and boots.
I always heard it boots and cats.
Oh, yeah. Boots and cats and boots and cats and boots. That makes more sense.
Yeah. I think it depends on the rhythm that you want, you know?
I got them out of order. But Discognition is a DJ out of Denver. And there's, I think, four other extremely talented local house music DJs going to be spinning it all night long.
It's going to be cool.
We're going to be there. And we hope to see you there, too. It's an 18-plus show. If you're 21, I think like a wristband thing, you can get drinks.
Right, right. Always fun.
So get your tickets through this Friday to The Awakening with Discognition and our friend, the Idahoan. Show this Saturday night, link in post.
Now, looking ahead a little bit, Brad Paisley is going to be kicking off his world tour in Idaho Falls, Idaho at the Mac Center.
What?
Isn't that insane? That's going to be May 21st. So set your calendars now. Kind of a big deal, right?
Kind of a big deal. He's choosing us.
Yeah, well, and Brad Paisley is not a small name in the country music scene.
Yeah.
You know?
And I know it probably has nothing to do with us specifically because, like, there's routing and stuff, well, and that's a big part of concert
tour. Okay, but also, I think that this is just proof that maybe we're more of a destination than a hub.
Yeah, we'll take it.
You know?
Thanks, like, Brad Paisley.
There's a reason to come to this place instead of some other place that's easier to get to. Oh.
Well, that's our show. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Toodaloo, my dudes. Boots and cats and boots and cats and Eden, Emma and Jem. Boots and cats and cowboy hats with the Idaho and. Boots and cats and boots and cats will put you in a trance. Boots and cats and boots and cats, now everybody dance! EDM, DNA 23andMe, IFAF, episode 83. Idaho True Crime on TV, Lori Velade, Bell Koberger and Frankie. Super Volcano, Yellowstone, Idaho Falls in the kill zone. Global clouds of ashes, stone, Bert Kreischer level overblown. Boots and cats and boots and cats and EDM and Gem. Boots and cats and cowboy hats with the Idaho and. Boots and cats and boots and cats, abysmal art and gins. Boots and cats and boots and cats, now music endorphins. Boots and cats, they build together like boomers and all caps forever. Dixie's diner wrecked and bust in the news, that's in a trust. Pity party people are all in the club. My journey, my truth, hit the like and smash that sub. St. Patty's Day, leprechauns, green Lilliputians. Fiery squads, the only method of Idaho executions. Boots and cats and boots and cats and EDM